B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. I just got a text from my buddy Terry, who has first row tickets on the baseline down by where the Sixers bench is.
Yeah.
He told me that the people next to him sold their two tickets for $5,000 apiece.
What?
Yeah, you're not getting a seat for nothing.
Oh, wait, my God.
Ten grand for the Nets elimination game?
It's a big game.
What the hell? I'd give those away, too, for $10,000.
Yeah, I can watch it home.
That's not a violation, is it?
No.
No.
It's the first round.
If it's the finals.
$5,000 a seat?
It's not a violation against the Raptors, either. It doesn't become a violation until there's a finals chance.
Important. For 5K.
My violation against the for the Raptors series.
Not 5K?
If they're up 3-1, you sell.
Suppose you have tickets with your girlfriend and you have first round tickets and somebody offers you $10,000. What do you do?
Take her on a nice date somewhere
Sweetie,
else.
We'll go watch the game somewhere
else.
But
I've never been to a Sixers game.
All right, well, we'll go next
round. It's always
round.
Next season.
Yeah, we'll go. But right now, we're going to get a take a helicopter ride.
Here's $2,000. Be quiet. Sounds like 610-771-9705. Let's see what we got today.
Hey, McNabb, gotta let that hate go. Let that hate out your heart. I used to love you. Now look at you. Let me tell you one thing. We might have booed you back in 1999, but one thing we didn't do, we didn't bench you for Rex Wilson. You remember that? Oh, and let's not get to the fact that you wanted to go to the Chicago Bears so bad. Even when they lost their starting quarterback, they still didn't pick you up.
Donovan. Poor Donovan. I'm staying off him. Oh, man.
I'm embarrassed.
We all know about Donovan. It's time for us to move on. He is what he is. He's the greatest quarterback in Eagle history. I have that respect for him. But he's a passive-aggressive spoiled brat.
Joel Embiid should have took up tennis or something or golf because if a snowflake hits his knee, he gets injured. If he had the heart of Allen Iverson, he would play every game.
Dude, you're cracking up laughing. So I know that was a bogus call. So you gave it away while you're laughing at the end.
Mike, I heard you saying about Donovan. Donovan McNabb was nothing but a choker. He choked in the big game. Come on, he threw up on the field and everything. Anybody could see it. Even his best receiver said he choked. He was there. Donovan McNabb sucks, man. He's a choker.
Yeah. He didn't play his best in his biggest games. But I wouldn't go far as to call him a choker because he put up some pretty good numbers and won a lot of games in the Eagles. It's disrespectful to call him a choker.
Yeah, McNabb is the most overrated quarterback here. Yeah, he has all the stats for the Philadelphia quarterbacks. But what has he done? He choked in every last game, big game he played in, but won accolades like he did to accomplish something here. He didn't win anything here. I've never liked him. I was one of the people born when he came. Go somewhere and bury your head, McNabb.
Let's send this. Can we send those last couple calls to him?
Yeah, that's not a problem. We can
put a little package together, a little montage.
What? Do you think he envisioned when he retired and he came back and they did the whole thing where he said on the field,
number five will always love you.
When he said that a few years later, everyone would be back to hating him again, or did you think he would become, do you think he thought he would become beloved?
I think he thought he'd become beloved.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the guy who just called in from the Appalachian or Oregon Trail or whatever, you do not trade your best back for a pitcher. Dude, they've got two amazing hitters. This is only year one of this built-up Phillies team. You're building around the Harpers and the Hoskins. You don't trade them for a pitcher. Come on, man.
The worst part of your call was that you actually reacted to that dude. Seriously. I've already labeled him an idiot. You know, you don't react to an idiot. That guy was, like, lost in space up there in the Appalachian Trail.
I have a feeling that you're going to hear from that guy again
really?
Today.
Mr. Appalachian's coming back?
Mr. Appalachian's coming back.
On sound off?
I think so.
Oh, no.
I think so.
Let's see.
Do not let Embiid
handle the ball at all. He should only receive the ball in the paint. He's not a point guard, and he causes turnovers. Paint only. Paint, post up, paint, post up. Wax on, wax off.
Have you been watching? Like, is this before the last game you made this call? Come on. Let's get with it.
For you to call Jared Dudley a bum is very, the most disrespectful thing that you could say to the guy. Because he plays professional basketball. So he's talented enough to be a professional basketball player. So that alone tells you he's not a bum.
Yeah, I didn't call him a bum. I called him something else. I didn't actually use the word bum. At this stage of his career, basically that's what he is, though. Hey, he's a nobody. Is what he is. Yeah.
And how's that unfair? And it's all relative, too. Relative to an NBA player.
Why would you stick up for a guy? Like, what's Jared Dudley? Was he a cousin? Come on.
I have come to the conclusion that Mike from Pinnacle may very well be the dumbest caller I have ever heard since Ingy on the Cell. Him talking about Ryan Howard and Reese Hoskins has given me a monumental headache.
Yeah, we got to examine that Pinnacle thing. It's the Appalachian Trail, man.
Is it really?
It's the Appalachian Trail.
It's the Appalachian Trail.
It's the end of the Appalachian Trail, I guess.
That's the Pinnacle.
It's the Pinnacle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know why we're so upset about this Keith Smith thing when we still tolerate things like the Washington Redskins or the Atlanta Braves with a tomahawk chop. There's racism everywhere that's much worse than what she did years ago.
It's not much worse. They're all relative. And I agree with you on the Washington Redskins and the Braves tomahawk chop. Close down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Soundbar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Gibbons, see you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned because Devon Gibbons, Bob Cooney, D. Lynam from the Wells Fargo Center. The big pregame show, Sixers and Nets, right here on 97.5, the Fanatic tonight. And also on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. I got the Sixers tonight, but I got them in a little malaise here, Tyrone.
A little bit closer.
I think the Nets may cover.
I take it. As long as they win.
All right. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be talking about the Sixers tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.